afternoon, everyone. We are a few days late on this, but this is Catechism 2021, the 36th Lord's Day. If you remember, on the 35th Lord's Day, we started the Ten Commandments, and today is the Second Commandment. We'll get into it in just a minute. Let me pray for us first. Father, we thank you for your goodness to us. Continue to watch over us and provide for us. Continue to kill sin and to kill a love for sin within our hearts and to cultivate a love for holiness and to obey you and walk in your will and in your ways. By your Spirit, of course, Father, we're trusting in you for this. We can't muster anything like this up on our own. But we come to you, we ask for your help. We come as lowly beggars seeking your help. It's in Christ that we ask. Amen. Okay, the Lord's Day, number 36. What is the second commandment? You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation, those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. Exodus 20, 4 through 6. All right, so you want to summarize it. Not making images to worship, not worshiping things that aren't God, or trying to create a God for yourself. Question 107. Not verse 107. Question 107. What is God's will for us in the second commandment? Summarizing this for us in a good way, that we neither make any image of God nor worship him in any other way than he has commanded in his word. So there's two aspects of it. Number one, not making some other God, and by implication, not worshiping anything else as God. Right? We neither make any image of God or worship him in any way. This is the second element. Worship him in any other way except what he's commanded. So one way to worship him in a way that he's not commanded is to make an image. But there are other ways we could try and worship God, to invent ways on our own. No, the second commandment excludes all of that. We worship God, here it is, basically this is it. We worship God according to his will. We worship God according to how his revelation of himself and how he aims for us to worship him. Some cross-references at the top of that page as well. 108, may we then not make any image at all? God should not and is not to be visibly portrayed in any way, although creatures may be portrayed, yet God forbids making or having such images if one's intention is to worship them or to serve God through them. So, pretty clear from trying to create an image of God to represent him in some way. You know, that can only come from our imagination and from a heart of worship. To approach those things from a heart of worship is just an abomination. There's no reason to do it. God's revelation of himself is in his word, and it comes to us through the mind and into the heart. He makes himself known to us through his word and by the power of his Spirit. That's how we come to know God. So there's no purpose, no reason for us to try to make a visible representation of him. Question 109. But may not images be permitted in the churches as teaching aids for the unlearned? No, we should not try to be wiser than God. Good principle for life. You know, we can always come up with these pragmatic reasons why we think something is good. But the question is, does it measure up to what God has said? God is wise. God knows what needs to happen. We should not try to be wiser than God. He wants his people instructed by the living preaching of his word, not by idols. They cannot even talk. So those things that we think in our limited wisdom, we think they can be aids, right, a visible representation of God or something like that. But it's actually a distraction. God makes himself known through the preaching of his word. He really does that by his Spirit. And we need to have that expectation, and we need to delight in that, not create distractions. Commit to heart, well, it's a big one, but it's the commandment. Exodus 20, verses 4 through 6. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. basically nothing in creation. Don't try to take something in creation, recreate it, and say, this is God. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I am the Lord your God. I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers, the children, to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You see the connection there between love, loving God and keeping his commandments, and hating God and therefore rejecting his commandments and doing whatever we want. Father, we thank you. Thank you that you revealed to yourself to us. Apart from this, we would not know you. So we lift this prayer simply to say thank you for making yourself known, for this, that by your Spirit, you brought us into a relationship with you through Jesus. So we worship you and we express our gratitude right now. In Jesus, we lift this prayer. Amen. All right. Well, God bless you. There it is. What do you think will be the verse of the next Lord's Day? Should be easy to guess. But I'll leave it there. And Lord willing, I'll see you next week on the 37th Lord's Day. God bless you.